Dr. Christian's office. Oh, Mr. Hogan, is it? Well, it's glad I am to hear your voice.
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new prize play called Golden Bells by Charles Ben Davis of Knoxville, Tennessee, starring Gene Herschold as Dr. Christian, with Helen Clare in the role of Judy Price.
Oh, is that so, Mr. Hogan? Well, I'm glad you like your new job. What did you say about sore hands? Oh, that happens to lots of people in war plants. Their hands get sore from handling chemicals and dyes and machine oils, things like that. But why not let Vaseline Petroleum Jelly help? Now, here's what you do. Before beginning work, give your hands a light coating of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. That helps keep grime and grit from grinding into the skin and safeguards against infection. Yes, and it makes dirt and grease lots easier to remove, less apt to irritate, too. And then after the wash-up, smooth on Vaseline Petroleum Jelly again to supplement natural skin oils which strong cleansers sometimes scour away. It'll relieve sting and help promote quick healing of minor nicks and cuts. You'll see, Mr. Hogan, your hands will feel lots better with this double protection of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. You get a 10-cent jar or a convenient tube to carry in your pocket. Oh, not at all. You're welcome, I'm sure.
We have something rather special for you tonight, a different kind of story than you've ever heard before in this program. It is, in fact, a delightful flight of fancy by an author who admits openly to being a screwball at heart. The story begins, however, in a familiar enough setting, the pleasant old office of Dr. Christian in River's End. There is the pretty and efficient Judy Price tapping away on her typewriter.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Christian.
Good morning, Judy.
Dr. Christian, you look worn out.
I know. I was up all night with the Anderson child. But I think she'll be well over it now.
Oh, Doctor, why don't you rest a while before you start out again?
Well, you know, Judy, I'd take you up on that if it wasn't for the St. Valentine party and the children's ward this afternoon.
Well, everything's all set. Don't you give it another thought.
Well, you forgot I promised to tell them a story.
Oh, you know thousands of stories. What are you worrying about?
Oh, yes, but the children have heard the same old stories over and over. I was supposed to think up something new.
They like hearing the old stories over again. Now go on in your office and relax.
All right, my easy boss, I will. But watch out. Don't let me rest too long. My patients might forget me.
That's one thing I don't think you'll ever have to worry about in River's End, Dr. Christian.
You're the ideal secretary, Judy. You always make the boss feel like a big shot. But right now I'm so tired, I'll admit I am just a big blank.
Dr. Christian, you feel a little better now?
Yes, but is my watch right, Judy? Have I just been in there 10 minutes?
Let me check mine. Yes, that's right. Just about 10 minutes, Doctor. Why?
And did anyone come into my office while I was in there?
Well, of course not. Why? What's wrong?
Well, I don't know, Judy. But it seems that the Lord does provide.
You're just finding that out? Who do you think's looked after you all these years? But what's this all about?
Well, promise you won't be calling for a straitjacket if I tell you.
Now you have got my curiosity aroused.
Well,
all right, out with it.
When I went into the office a while ago, I was so awfully tired, I thought I'd try to snatch a few wings while sitting in the chair, and first thing you know, I... Yes, I'll be there in a moment. Why am I?
Dr. Christian, please.
Who? Oh, hello, young lady. What seems to be... Good heavens!
Oh, bother. Haven't you ever seen a second planer before?
A what?
A second planer. You know, you human beings live on the first plane. We live on the second plane. The godlies live on the third, and the big ones live on the fourth. It's all very simple, you see?
Oh, I see, yes.
So I'm from the second plane, where we have all the fairies, elves, and sprites. But none can visit a higher plane except on personal invitation. And that's why I was sent after you.
Sent after me?
Oh, yes, Doctor. And we do so hope you can help us. You see, it's His Majesty, Prince Idri Fidri.
Why, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, we just don't know. The court physician has been saying all kinds of spirit-dispelling chants for hours, and it hasn't done the least good. Poor Prince Idri Fidri keeps moaning and groaning something terrible, and King Fopple is worried frantic.
Then if you think I could help him, I...
Oh, we were so hoping you could. You see, Idri Fidri was taken ill right after a visit here to the first plane, and the illness is entirely unfamiliar to all of us. Would you come?
Why, certainly, Miss...
Luola. Just Luola. I'm one of the Woodleys. Oh, but please, hurry.
Just a moment till I get my bag. I believe I have everything in it that I'll need. This way, Miss Luola.
Oh, no, Doctor. This way.
Huh? Which way?
I'll show you. Just a moment.
Oh, what beautiful little bells. They look like gold.
Why, of course. We all carry them. They're our signal to the operator.
The operator?
Yes. He's the one who carries us from plane to plane. Ah, now we're moving. See?
Are you sure this is the way?
Why, of course. Just look at your walls.
Goodness. They're fading away.
It won't be but a second, Doctor. Ah, here we are.
Well, what a beautiful place.
This way, Doctor. I left my carpet over by the tree.
Everything seems so lovely, so green, and so peaceful.
Hold it a minute, sister.
Mercy, Luola. Who was that?
I am the operator, Bud. What's it to you?
But where are you? I don't see anyone.
Of course not. I'm the operator. Since I'm all over the plane, naturally, I'm nowhere at all. It's very simple, as any fool can plainly see.
Oh, yes, I must have forgotten.
Well, what about it, sister? That pass of yours expired with the last ride. You buying another, or do you want I should have a harpy pull your hair out?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about buying another pass. I was so worried about Prince Idri Fidri.
I don't care if you're worried about the price of sauerkraut or the number of newts in a knit-knack.
Oh.
Do I get my dough or don't I?
Oh, now listen, you don't need to be so...
You can't talk back to the operator or he'll blacklist you forever. I'm awfully sorry I forgot, operator. Here you are.
There now. That's better.
The coins. They just disappeared.
Oh, yes, naturally.
Here's your new pass. And mind you, don't forget again. Or I'll let the harpies get in some first-class hair-pulling.
Oh, I promise, I promise. Come, Doctor, hurry. Ah, oh, here's the carpet, just where I left it. Now, just sit down here, Doctor.
Luola, don't tell me this is the magic carpet.
The magic carpet? Oh, you silly person. Why, there must be millions of them here.
But why didn't you fly it right into my office?
Oh, I couldn't do that. Now, wait. I'll get it started. Ooh, da do da da do da. You see, the only way we can go from plane to plane is through the operator.
But how did you know where my office was located in relation to your plane?
Oh, I didn't. But, of course, the operator did. Oh, mercy.
What is it?
Yonder, a flying troll.
Heavens, what's that?
Oh, they hate us Woodleys like everything. Maybe he won't see us.
Oh, I'm afraid he already has. He's veering this way.
Oh, dear, this would happen. Maybe I can outspeed him. Oodla doodla doodla. Oodla doodla doodla. Oh, it's just no use. He's getting nearer all the time.
Ah, well. What a pretty little Woodley. Trying to outfly the big bad troll. Well, how I love you, little Woodley. How about a kiss, huh, babe?
Now, listen here, you.
There, pipe down, fat boy. And listen to you, pretty little Woodley. Say, what's a first player doing up here anyway?
Well, King Bobble sent me after him. We hope he can do something for poor Idris Idris.
What a weakling first planer doing something for us. Did you say Idris Idris?
Yes. The poor dear is terribly ill.
Oh, gosh. Why, that's awful. Why, I fish in a Gillahoo Lake with him most every week. Ah, gee. Well, what are we waiting here for? Let's go, Woodley. I'll hook my claws in your carpet and we'll get some real speed.
Heavens, Luella. What's happening?
I can't imagine. Troll, why are we stopping?
Well, look what's coming.
Mercy, a fairy. One of the Nigerians. Now, don't say a word now. Let me do the talking.
I beg your pardon, but can I presume to ask, sir, where you're going?
We're heading for the palace to see Prince Idris Idris.
Well, I don't wish to appear dictatorial, but y'all has got to go back the other way.
He means dictatorial.
He means trouble. I'm sorry. He was just admiring the ebony sheen of your face.
Oh, thank you, sir. Us Fulgenius fairies is most proud of our unfair complexion. But as I says, I don't wish to appear dictatorial, but I beg to advise that you all is trespassing.
We're what?
Well, who says we are?
Oh, begging your pardon, sir. I does.
But trespassing? What do you mean?
Don't you all know you is flying right smack dab over the province of Fairyland?
Why, of course. But it's the shortest way to the palace.
Mm-mm. Begging your pardon again. But this is one time that it ain't.
Why, what do you mean?
I means that just around the next bend in the clouds, we is holding a special meeting of the Nigerian fairies, local number 806. And we is not permitting visitors to adjacent upon our premises.
But now listen,
I have spoken. If you was en route to the palace, you was having to make a slight detour. Begging your pardon, that is.
Oh, mercy, but which way will we go?
Well, now, I'll lay out a course for you that'll skip the meeting place. Wait till I gets out my lightning wand. Now you go this way to the end of the lightning. Then you point yonder. That away, to where the fireball is resting in the sky. Then you keeps on going. Now, again, begging your pardon, I'm got to be getting back to the meeting. We is Whiteball and a prospective member.
Oh, dear. All that time lost. Troll, we must hurry. Ooh, da doo da da doo da.
At this rate, babe, we'll get there in a breeze.
Breeze? We'll get there in a tornado.
Oh, I do hope nothing else happens.
You mean something else could happen? Good heavens.
Troll.
Don't worry, babe. Now, watch me and take it easy. See? What'd I tell you?
Phew. What kind of mileage do you get out of these carpets?
Oh, we have to have them rebaked once in a while, but the surface never wears out. This one is 7 eons old and still pretty serviceable.
Yes, I can see that it is.
Look, babe. Yonder she is.
Oh, look, Doctor. The palace.
Gold. It looks like pure gold in the sunlight.
Oh, it is. Except for the windows, of course. We had to cut the window panes from diamonds.
Hey, would you look at the mob around the joint?
Oh, yes. Everybody is so worried about poor Idris Idris.
I hope I'll be able to help him.
Oh, I'm sure you can, Doctor. Troll, you may unhook your claws now. I'll glide into the courtyard from here. And thanks for the extra speed.
That's okay, babe. And say, Doctor, you better get the prince well, or I might be eating you for breakfast tomorrow.
This way, Doctor. Everybody, please stand back. Give the doctor room.
Goodness, What is he, a pixie?
Oh, mercy, no, Doctor. He's an elf, hereditary monarch of the second plane.
Hello, 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 Luola. Oh, dear, 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 I've been so worried. Is this the doctor, doctor, doctor?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. How is the little prince?
Worse, 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 worse. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, my manners, my manners, my manners. Welcome to our castle, doctor, doctor, doctor.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Where's the stricken prince?
Oh, yes, this way, way, way.
Come, doctor.
Ah, here we are, doctor, 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 in this room, room, room.
Good heavens. The child must be in terrible pain. Here, let's see. Hold out your tongue, Your Highness. You say this attack happened immediately after the prince had visited our first plane?
Yes, I don't know what could have happened.
Prince Itri Fitri, maybe I could help you more if I knew just what happened. Now, what did you do on the first plane?
Oh, nothing much, Doctor. Oh, I just went into a forest where they had lots of trees and even roads. And they had a nice round fruit on them. Oh. And after I had fun frightening some first planers who were nearby, I ate some of the fruit.
Was the fruit about so big? And did the leaves in the tree look like this?
Yes, Doctor.
Then I believe I can help you, Your Highness. Now, just swallow this like a good little man. I mean, like a good little elf.
I feel miserable.
You really think that will help him, help him, help him?
You know, Your Majesty, I'm almost positive of it. It'll take a little time, though.
Oh, well, then I must show you my palace. Yes, yes, yes. After all, you know I'm your host, host, host. You mean Idris Fidri's well?
Well, right now he's out in the courtyard playing dunkle ball with a bunch of brownie boys.
I thought that would cure him.
Oh, you wonderful, magical man, man, man.
It was really very simple. You see, Prince Idris Fidri visited an apple orchard, and I'm afraid the apples were green. What he had was an elementary abdominal seizure.
An elementary what?
Your Majesty, on the first plane, we just called it a tummy ache.
Oh, you wonderful man, man, man. Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, Doctor, here's where I take you back to your office. Right about here, I think it was. Now to call the operator.
Okay, sister, show your pass.
Here it is.
All right. But you're 2 feet off the spot. A little to the left. Okay, hold it.
Oh, Doctor, we're so terribly glad you came.
Oh, but I'm glad you came after me. It's the most unusual trip I've ever made. And, yes, I think the most enjoyable.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, here's your office again. Almost full strength. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Luola. Anytime that I can help you again.
Oh, you're the first one we'll call on, you can be sure. Well, I have to go now. But before I leave, King Sopel asked me to give you this souvenir in appreciation. Oh, it's useless to you, but it's something to remember us by, to remind you of the second play.
And there you are, Judy. What do you think of my little adventure?
Personally, I think it's about the loveliest, screwballiest, dreamy nightmare I ever heard of. And I think the kids will love it.
Yes, but do you think their parents will say I'm nuts?
Why should they? It's just a fairy story you dreamed of.
If it was all just a dream.
If? Well, of course it was.
Well, then, Judy, what about this?
Thank you.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star waiting to greet you. Comic Valentine can be very funny. Except, of course, to one person, the victim, like this one. I like your looks. I like your line. I'd gladly be your Valentine. Just one fault stands in true love's way. Your hair looks like a stack of hay. Of course, you'll never receive such an uncomplimentary note if you take this simple precaution. At the first sign of dry scalp, whether it's unruly hair, loose dandruff, or itchy tightness, use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp, supplements natural scalp oils. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Just 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic a day, that's all that's necessary. Shake it on your comb or apply directly to the scalp. You'll check dryness, groom hair neatly. And then before each shampoo, give your scalp a brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage to loosen dandruff, stop itchy tightness. Yes, for hair that looks good and a scalp that feels good, get Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now, here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. The delightful fantasy you heard tonight was a prize-winning play from last year's competition, written by Charles Ben Davis of Knoxville, Tennessee, now employed as regional radio officer of the OPA, operating from headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. This play, Golden Bells, is different from anything we ever did on the Dr. Christian program. And it serves to demonstrate again the fertility of ideas and the writing talent in America. We're proud to say that the annual Dr. Christian Award is bringing this talent to the networks. If you would like the thrill of having your play produced in this program over the complete CBS network, why not enter a script for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award for 1945? Even if you don't win the big award, your script might be chosen, and if it is, you'll receive not less than $150, nor more than $350 for your play. Full details are given in the folder of rules. Write for your copy to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York, 4, New York. Next week, we'll be back in Hollywood, and our presentation on that occasion will be George Washington Jenks by Ruth Cornwall Woodman of Rye, New York. We invite you all to listen again next week to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Want a tip for chapped lips? Try Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost immediately. In 2 sizes at 10 and 25 cents, Vaseline Lip Ice. Remember, if you want to try for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award for script writing, send for the folder of rules to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York, 4, New York. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.